James Bond. James Bond.
That's Daniel Craig there, the last actor to play the British spy James Bond, and the last under the control of the Broccoli dynasty, who started the Bond films in 1962 but are now in the control of Amazon. They bought MGM, the parent company, a few years ago, but have now taken over full creative control too. Let's speak to Brian Lloyd, entertainment journalist and film critic. Morning, Brian.
Morning, how are you?
What do you make of this move?
It's pretty interesting. I mean, it's been fairly heavily reported that Amazon MGM and Eon Productions, which is led by Michael G. Wilson, who was Albert Broccoli's stepson, and Barbara Broccoli, his daughter, it had been well reported that the two entities had essentially been in a lot of confrontations with Amazon MGM over the direction of Bond. Amazon MGM essentially viewed Bond kind of the same way that Disney viewed Marvel Studios, that they basically wanted to pump out as much content as possible. So that meant, you know, spin-off series, TV series, you know, cartoons, you name it, anything and everything that could be used to turn it into more than just a film series, Amazon MGM was interested in, because obviously they also own Prime Video, and their idea is to basically stock that with as much content as possible. Whereas Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli very much saw it as a film-only franchise, that it was, you know, they would produce a film every 3 to 4 years, they would select the actor, the director, the story, the script, the whole lot of it. Whereas Amazon MGM were more interested in really just kind of creating more out of it than just a single film.
So, like Disney did with Marvel and indeed with the Star Wars franchise, does this mean we're going to see spin-offs or even just another movie?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I would not be surprised if, say, 6, 7, 8 years from now, you're seeing a Money Penny film or a Money Penny TV series, and, you know, you're seeing a series about M as a younger person or something like that, or, you know, there's a cartoon series about Q and all of his inventions.
That's okay,
like that,
though, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know, this notion of, like, you know, that Bond is something to be protected, that it's, you know, almost like a listed building, I think is pretty ridiculous. When you go back to, for example, Thunderball, which was in 1965, and there was a huge argument over that as to how, I suppose, ridiculous it was getting. You know, you had Sean Connery arriving onto the scene in a jetpack. And then, you know, you even think of something like You Only Live Twice, where Bond arrived into one scene, you know, in this sort of like makeshift helicopter, and he got plastic surgery to look like a Japanese man. I mean, the Bond series has always been quite ridiculous. I mean, you only have to look at something like Moonraker even to know that, you know, this was a series that never really took itself seriously. That was always kind of, I guess, guided by the winds of the culture, you know, that sort of way. Like, you know, when by the time Pierce Brosnan came on for GoldenEye, you know, things had moved on. Political correctness was a thing. There was the end of the Soviet Union, so you couldn't very well have a sort of mustache twirling Soviet bad guy anymore, you know?
Oh, you never know. Well, Brian Lloyd, entertainment journalist and film critic, thank you for that. At least Bond lives on, unlike Neighbours, which I read this morning, has died another death after a two-year real life.